We continue our learning of the Nishmasta of Ibn Achim, Shem Chaim Yaakov, Ibn Achim, Salia, we're in Kalim, Perikei, Mishnehei. Musaf HaTanur, we're referring to an addition of clay placed around the rim of an oven. So we've spoke about the rim, the additional rim that's placed on a kira, on a stove. So there we said that was not considered part of the stove, and therefore Tumah would not transfer from the stove. If the stove became Tumah, it would not transfer to the rim, or vice versa. But here we're speaking about the Musaf HaTanur, speaking about an addition to the top of the oven, which is a thick rim of clay that was attached around the top of the opening of the oven. And Bar Turner says, Kedei Lishmor Chomo, the purpose was to guard, to preserve the heat inside. So maybe this is considered part of the kli, says the Mishnah. If it's shel balei batim, if it's a regular oven in a person's home, a householder's oven, tahor, it's not mekabel tumah. V'shel nachtomin tameh, but if it is of bakers, it is the additional rim of clay around the baker's oven, then it is mekabel tumah. Which means if it becomes tameh, the tanur is tameh. If the tanur is tameh, that becomes tameh. It's part of the tanur itself. What's the difference between musaf tanur of balei batim versus nachtomin versus bakers? Meneishu somech olav es hashvud. Because the baker will place a shvud, a spit, upon it. So what does that mean? So Bar Turner says like this. A shvud is referring to a spit that you use to roast meat. Sherigilim litzlos bo basar. The bakers would not only use their ovens to bake bread, but they would use it to roast meat. And what they would do is they would take the spit that they were using to roast the meat, and they would place this on this section on this rim of the tanur. And says the Bar Tanur to explain, Vahave davar tzorech latamur tanur. Therefore, this extra rim of clay on top now has a purpose that it serves for the oven. V'rachman amar, the Torah says we have this already. Utmeim yulachem. What's lachem? L'chol b'tzorechem, any need that the tanur provides, as we learn already in Mishnah Beis. So the same thing over here, as opposed to the householder's oven. So the ovens, remember, we said are used for baking bread. This top rim may preserve the heat, but it doesn't really help in the baking of the bread. So therefore, if it's not using it for any other purpose, you think it's just for baking bread, it doesn't help to bake bread. So the rim is not going to be mekabel tumah for the balei batim's oven. But the rim, since it's used to place the spit for bakers are not only using it actually for baking, they use it for meat as well, and therefore they're going to place their spit on this rim, so therefore it has some purpose. L'chol tzorcheichem. Mishra continues, Rabbi Yochanan Sanler Omer, he disagrees. M'bneishu ofeh bo k'shehu nidchak. I mean, I agree that the Musaf HaTanur of Nachtomim is Tameh, and Balabiatim is Tor. But let me explain to you the difference. The baker is under a lot of pressure. That's what it says in the Mishnah. K'shehu nidchak. He will bake and actually use that rim section when he's under a lot of pressure. He has a lot of people, a lot of customers who are coming, and there's not enough room in the regular part of the oven to bake bread. So we put some of the dough actually at the rim. It's also hot, and that can bake the bread. Maybe it take a little bit longer. But nonetheless, since he uses that area, that's why it's mekabel tumah. A balabais doesn't have customers. He's not under a lot of pressure. He doesn't have to bake a lot of bread at the same time. So he's never going to use that rim on top for baking bread. Rabbi Tanur explains, Rabbi Yochanan lo sagi le b'tam tanakama, b'nei shu somech olav es hashvud. He doesn't feel that the rationale of the tanakama, that the rim is used to place the spit because the bakers also use the oven for meat, and now they're going to put the spit to lean to rest on that rim. This sphere lay, because he holds the ba'inon she'e tashmish hatosefes ke'ein tashmish gufo shel tanur. It's not sufficient that it's used for some need, as we said, utmeim yulachem l'chol shebetzorchechem, any need at all. No, the utility must be of this tosefes, of the musaf tanur, of this extra rim of clay on top, has to be something that's akin to the utility of the tanur itself. It has to be for the tanur is used for baking. So in order for this to be considered part of the kli for the bakers, part of their oven, it has to be that it's also used for baking. Kayotze bo, and something similar to this, the Mishnah continues. Musaf hayoreh shel sholke zesim tameh v'shel tzaboim tahor. This is an addition to the top of placed extra clay placed on top of the pot, by those who are sholkei zeisim, those who boil olives. You know, you boil olives after you press them for the oil, boil them in it to get whatever remaining oil you can out of them. So that extra, that addition on top of that, those pots, is tameh. It's mekabel tumah because this allows you to put more olives inside. So therefore, Bar Tanura says, lefisha osa tosefes tzricha lekli. You use it. It's needed for the kli. Olives are there. They're cooked in that extra section you add on. So therefore, it's mekabel tumah. But shelt sabayin of people who are dyers, people who are dyeing and boiling up the different colors, different dyes in the pot, so that if they make an addition, that's going to be tohor. Says the Bartanur, why? Delo mishtamesh bei kihecha delo lifsu tzive. They're afraid that if you put the dye is going to cook in the section of that extra clay, it's going to ruin the color. So they want to keep the dye in the pot itself, not as that part of addition. Addition may be there to insulate a little bit, to preserve some of the heat, but you're not going to put the dye in that section. And therefore, since it doesn't have that utility of the pot, the Mishnah therefore says, El Tzabayim is going to be tall. Bartanur also adds, why do we have that addition? He says, "Va'usalem tosefes titas vasam." They put the extra clay there, not in order to cook the dye, but rather sheyalu bo hamayim efshe sichasam. But when it's boiling this way, the water, instead of overflowing, the water just goes up to the top, and therefore that, if it's that of dye or is that extra addition, it's not mekabel to. Perakei Mishnah Vav. Tanur shenasan bo afar ad chetzio. Here you have Tanur of Cheres, which someone filled the from the ground up to the middle part of the tanur, filled it up with dirt. So now it's, you only have use of the top half of the tanur. Question is, what's the story when it comes to tuma? Me'afar ulematan mitame bimaga, me'afar ulemalan mitame ba'avir. So the Mishnah distinguishes between Tumas ba'avir and tumah bimaga of touching, which we've done that before. It sounds like we're speaking about rabbinic tumah. So the Mishnah is telling us like this: the part of the oven that's filled with dirt, which is the lower half, it becomes tummy only through tumah of maga of touching. So that would mean, let's say tumah dead sheretz touches the inside of the top of the oven, the whole oven, including the second lower half, even though it's filled with dirt, becomes tummy. But let's say there's a dead sheret that's hanging out in the airspace of the top half of the oven. So only the top half of the oven is tameh, and not the lower half. As opposed to me'afar ulamalon, the top half of the oven, mitameh ba'avir. That's mitameh both with maga and ba'avir. The distinction once again is based on the fact that this is only tumah derabbanan. And in order to that people recognize that this is only tumah derabbanan, so that they don't end up burning truma or kachim that become tameh with this type of rabbinic tuma, because that would be a big problem. Now that it burn truma and kachim. So if it's only tuma drabanan, we don't. So in order people recognize this is tuma drabanan, we say that the tuma is only effective when it comes to maga and not when it comes to tuma ba'avir. We know typically the tanur is placed on the ground. But what if you didn't place it? What if it's not sitting on the ground? Says the Mishnah, "Sano al pi habor al pi hadus." Let's say you placed a new oven over the opening of a pit or a dus is a cistern. What's the difference? Bar Tanura tells you that a bor chafir lamata ba'aretz. That's a pit is in the ground, and dus is kibor hu aser. It's like a pit, but elishu binyan lemala menakar. It's actually built above the ground with a wall around it. So it is somewhat of a pit, but a cistern, we assume that it's built above the ground. So the Mishnah here says, what do? You have a new oven. Now, a new oven, we know, the Gemara Malacha is when it's burnt in a kiln. This is, it's fired up in the kiln. Here, you have not done that, but you're going to put a fire now in the pit, and that's going to potentially affect the tanur that's placed on top of this dus or top of the bor. V'nasan sham evin, and you put a stone between the oven and the side of the cistern or the pit. That way, it's stuck in this way the tanur is stuck in place. It's not going to slide off the hole. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, "Imasik milamaton v'hunisok milamalon tameh." He says, If a person lights a fire at the bottom of the pit or the cistern, let's say, and that way the oven is going to be heated up to the temperature that's necessary. Now, we remember from Perikei Mishnah Aleph that the Gemar Malacha of an oven is that you can fire it in the kiln. And, so this oven is a new oven, but it was fired up in the kiln. But that's not a Gemar Malacha just yet. Remember, it has to be, now you have to raise the temperature to the point where it could bake something minimal, like the sufganim, those types of the bread, the spongy bread, which bakes very easily. It has to reach that temperature. Then it has Gemar Malacha. Then it's Mekabel Tumah. So we'd like to know if the fire in the cistern, it will give it the requisite heat in order to reach that temperature and therefore have a Gemar Malach and it's Mekabel Tumah. So Bidu says, if in fact lighting a fire below in the pit allows the oven now to become heated to that temperature that it's able to bake sufkonim, so now it has its real Gemar Malach. It had a Gemar Malach the first part when it was fired in the kiln. That's true. But now it has to reach this temperature to bake sufkonim. If that can happen, then tameh, then it's fit to become tameh. Since the fire at the bottom, although it's not in the oven itself, it's able to heat up the oven. So we consider like the oven that it's attached to the pit and therefore attached to the ground. And therefore, it's Mekabel Tumah. But if let's say the pit is too deep and it's not going to heat the oven to the required temperature, so that's not sufficient. That is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. But the Chachamim disagree. V'chachamim omrim, hoil v'husak mikamakom tameh. Since the end of the day, the oven was heated, so we considered it susceptible to tumah, even though it wasn't connected to the ground when it was heated. Now, seemingly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the Chachamim, obviously, the type of heat we're speaking about must be that it's able to bake sufkonin, or else it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah anyway. So the Chachamim are saying, even if the heat is not coming from the ground, but it's coming from another source, which means, meaning not from the cistern. You have to, let's say, place something above the cistern. And that's where the fire is going to be. It's going to heat the oven, even though it's not coming from the bore itself. So the Chacham says, that's going to be sufficient. So the question is, what's the basis of this machlokes? So the Bar Tanura takes us through what this is all about. Uplukta d'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan, Davka behesek rishon. What we're speaking about here is the first firing, shu gemar malachto shel tanur, which is considered the gemar malacha of the tanur, val yidei oso hesek hu mekabel tumah. And it's through that firing that it's going to become susceptible to tumah. So where do we see this in the Chumash? Rabbi Yehuda savar tzarach sheha tanur mechuber la'aretz behesek rishon. The first firing, in order to make it usable, the tanur must be attached to the ground. Why does it have to be attached to the ground? Remember, a tanur is not really a kli. It's open on top, it's open on bottom. But the Torah nonetheless tells us the tanur, well, it's not a typical kli. It is a kli because the Torah tells us it's a kli, and it's Mekabel Tumah. But nonetheless, the Torah says, tanur v'kiraim yutatz, which is in the pasuk of Vayikra Yud Aleph, to tell us that a tanur and a kira are made out of earthenware, and the only way to mitayer them, you can't put them in the mikvah, is to break them. Now, the language of yutatz is different than the language of shvira. V'ein shayach lashon netitza ela b'mechuba l'karka. When we speak about the language of yutatz, that type of breakage is referring to something that's attached to the ground. Dibimitaltel, when you're speaking about a movable object, no fil lashon shvira, lo lashon netitza. Say hilkach im hatanur nisok derech shulav mei hesek shabesoch habor. If you're going to tell me that the tanur is being fired up through its bottom from the fire in the bore, we can consider it like it's attached to the bore. Remember, the tanur now is not on the ground; it's over this pit. But if it's getting heated up from the fire in the bore, it's like it's attached. The karen beyutatz, and the word yutatz and netitza is applicable to it. Vim, and therefore it's considered a tanur, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. Vim ein onisok mehesek habor. But if the heat is not enough from the bore itself, you need to heat it up from a higher source. Hareyu nito natutzva omed. If you have shalakaimo to yutatz, it's already broken, so to speak. It's not attached to the ground, and therefore, it's not considered a tanur. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Why did the Chacham say, even if it's not going to receive heat from the boar itself, it's okay, it's not attached to the boar because it's not getting heat from the boar. It needs extra heat from somewhere else, a little bit higher up. So the Baratunu, it says, the pasuk says, Utmeim Yihu Lachem. What does it mean? Tmei Lachem, Mikom Makom. No matter what, it'll be tummy. V'afilu imisika masiko kshu talui b'tzavar hagamal. Even if you have a tanur and you're firing it up where? When it's hanging on the neck of a camel. Have a hesek, that's considered hesek. Vidinga belachta b'kach, and that's considered a gemar malacha. So that's all referring to the first, the firing up of the oven. But then the Baal Tanur concludes, v'hakol modim, everyone agrees, behesek sheni, the second firing, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, la'achash nigba malachta, once you have gemar malacha of the first firing, after that one, shu metame afil b'tzavar gamal, then it's going to be kabal tome, even if that tanur is hanging on the neck of a camel, that you don't need that hesek rishon, doesn't need it to come from the boar itself, based on the pasuk tumei lachem, it's tamei, even if you're masik that first the first firing up, in order for it to reach the temperature of to bake sufkanin, even if it's hanging on the neck of a camel.